All right, we are on Chaf Amud Aleph. Let's just start from the two dots. Tana La'olam. Let's see where we are. It's like six lines up from the lines become wider. Yeah? Tana La'olam Alti Ragab and Nadarm. Person shouldn't be used to making Nadarm. Why? So Chalimbo Bishvuos, because if a person does that, they're going to end up making mistakes when it comes to Shavuos. We mentioned that Shavuos have the language of Lei Naked, makes them more serious. Shavuos also have a Shem Hashem. So if it becomes normal for you to make Nadarim, you're going to end up making mistakes in Shavuos. As you know, mentioned, there's another Nusach that if you become Ragab in Nadarim, you'll make mistakes in Nadarim. But the point is that we shouldn't be a normal thing for us. Okay. Valati Ragal Eitzel Ami Aretz, Shesov Chalachilcha Tavalim, don't hang out with the Ami Aretz too much, because then you're going to end up feeding you tevel, which is food that has suffix that the meiser wasn't taken from it. Al ti ragal etal kohen am aretz, and it shouldn't be too common to hang out with the kohen am aretz. Shesomcha lachilcha truma, because then it'll end up feeding you truma, and you won't realize what it is. And some of the freshmen point out also, even a kohen shouldn't hang out with the kohen am aretz too much, because again the kohen might feed you truma temeya. It's another gerusa. Val tar basicha ma'isha says sovcha laval lidayniyof, and you shouldn't have too much, be too comfortable with women, because you get too comfortable, so it can lead to to niyof literally means adultery, right? It can come to inappropriate relationships. Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Yoshia, Amer kolat sofa benashim sofa balide avera. Any person who looks at women, so will eventually come to do averos, to find themselves making mistakes in this area. V'chol mistakel be'ikva shel isha, and any person who stares. So tzofa is just to look, but mistakel is to stare, to really look, really look. Be'ikva shel isha, at a woman's heel. Havian lo banim she'ina muganim, is going to have children who are not appropriate. It's going to become a mida that is sticks with a person and it'll impact their children even. It's a good question. Does this mean like mystically, or does it mean like practically from a Kamido's perspective? But okay. So Amr of Yosef, Ubi Ishto Nida. And Rav Yosef says, by the way, that's just not only talking about looking at women who are not one's wife, right? Women who are not permissible to a person. But Rav Yosef says, even if a person's wife who's his own wife, but she's a Nida, so she's forbidden to him. So same thing, you're being mistakel. This doesn't mean to like look at a person in the eye. It doesn't mean to have a conversation with a woman. It means to stare at women for the purposes of getting hana. Okay. So Amr Rishim Ben Lakish. Ikva de Katani ben Makam Tinofes. Shu mechuvan kenegad ha'akiv. So Rishim Ben Lakish takes a much step further. He says, no, ikva does not mean not to look at her heel. It means Makam Tinofes. It means to look at her private areas. Because that's like kenegad ha'akiv. It's, placed in a way, parallel to the heel. Okay. Tanya. So they teach another halacha. Yeah. So Tanya, bovortia yiraso apanechem, zu bisha, busha. So the pasuk says, when it comes to Matan Torah, that part of the purpose of Matan Torah was what? To have place yira on your faces, right? To literally, the experience of speaking to the Ribono Sholem, so it gave a person a sense of like, wow, I'm not the boss here. I'm not the one in charge. The Ribono Sholem is in charge. And that means I need to, make sure that I'm staying in line with the things he asked for me. And because it was such a powerful experience, so it kind of like, it penetrated the people, and they now had this sense of like fear, right? And reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not just that, but says the Gemara, Zubusha, right? That creates a sense of shame, that a person who violates the halacha should feel now like, whatever, I do whatever. You don't do whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us not to, and if you do, so you feel a certain sense of shame. The Vilti Techatahu, the pasuk continues, and in order that you shouldn't sin, Melamed Shabusha Miviyad Deir Asachet. And this teaches me that a sense of a certain healthy sense of shame can lead a person to be nervous, have a little concern. I'm just like, oh yeah, I'll do a mitzvah if they work, and I don't do them if they don't work. No, I feel nervous. I feel worried that I shouldn't come to do a chet. Mikan Amru, from here, Chazal taught, Siman Yafe Ba'adam Shu Baishan. right? It's a siman. It's a good siman for a person to be a Baishan. It doesn't mean to be a person who walks around all day feeling shameful and ashamed and has low self-esteem. That's not what it means. But it means a certain level of recognition that I should be careful, have some humility, and be. I don't just do whatever I want whenever I want. I have a certain sense that I'm not in charge. Others say that a person who has busha doesn't come to sin very quickly. It takes a while because they're nervous to sin. When we say a person doesn't have boshes panim, a person is brazen and doesn't care. So biyadua shlo amdu avosav al harsinai. So that's a sin in that they must not have been. Their parents must not have been in harsinai. Does that mean that the person who converted to Judaism, whatever it means exactly? But the point is that the boshes panim, a certain sense of shame, a certain sense of of humility, etc. That is one of the siman of a person whose great-great-great-grandparents stood at Harsina. Fine. Okay. The next Gemara we're going to learn is a Gemara that I learned with Chasanim, actually, because it's an important Gemara in terms of understanding distinctions. We don't have time to, it's not a Chasan Shmuz, but the distinction between, when sometimes Chazal talk about the intimate relationship between man and woman, there are certain things that are taught as Amidas Chasidus, these are like good things and positive things, a person to have a certain level of piety in their life, and certain things are the halacha. And this Gemara is sometimes quoted, if it's not read totally and it's fully, it can be misunderstood. And it's important that we have a chance to read it in its full sense, so we'll understand it fully, hopefully. But I teach it specifically to Chasanim because it actually comes into this Gemara and turns into a machlok. Basically, a machlokas in Shulchan Aruch itself, in terms of what happens in Or Chaim Simin Reish Mem and Eben Ezer Simin Chaf Hei, about how a person approaches, how a couple approaches the intimate relationship. So we'll see as we move along. But it's an important Gemara for that reason. It's a kind of explicit Gemara. But as we always say, the Gemara talks about everything, and it's important to understand it appropriately. We don't have time for a whole long shiur on it, but it's an important Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. I'm Rav Yochanan ben Davai. Rav Yochanan ben Davai says the following. So there are four things that the ministering angels whispered to me. Okay, what did they whisper to him? Chigrin mipnei mahavyon. Why are some children born lame? Mipnei shehovchim es shochanam. Because the couple, they do something that is different than the usual way. When they're being talked about positions in a sexual relationship, they flip things around. As opposed to what's typical, let's say. Il mipnei mahavyon. Why are children born mute, unable to talk? Mipnei shemenashkim ba'osamachim. Because the husband kisses his wife in her private area. Cherishim mipnei mahavyon. Why are children born deaf? Mipnei shemisaprim v'shas tashish. Because the husband and wife are talking in the moment of intimacy. Sumin mipnei mahavyon. And why are some children born chalila blind? Because the husband stares again at his wife's private area. Okay, so these are four things that the Gemara says happen to a person's children, presumably because at the moment of intimacy they're doing things that seem to be inappropriate, at least according to the Malachi Asharis. Okay, so the Gemara says Urminu, really, is this true? And this is specifically going to be about the question of Misapim Mishas Tashrish, talking during that time. And the Ron points out, like, each one of these things are averus of different parts of the body, right? So it's something, you said the wrong thing, you're looking at it the wrong way, you're using your body, you're using your body, your legs in the wrong way, so they don't, so all these things are like sort of amida kedeg amida. Okay. So we can talk now about this question of talking at that moment. So Urminu, but it seems to be a contradiction. Why? Shalu as ima shalom. They asked ima shalom. Who was Rabbi Elazar's mother. So they asked her, not mother, wife, I think. Mipnei ma banecha yefeifin v'yoser. So why are your children so beautiful? So Amar lahem, she's answered, einu besaper imi lo betchilas halayla v'lo besof halayla, elo bechatzos halayla. Because my husband would only speak to me, not at the beginning of the night, not at the end of the night, but in the middle of the night. U'gushu mesaper megala tefach u'mechasa tefach. And when he would talk to me, he would only reveal a tefach of his body would be uncovered, and then cover up that other tefach of his body. V'doma alav kimi shekfoshed, and when he would do so, when he's involved in that act of intimacy, it would be like he was being forced to by a demon. Okay, if you're mati lo matam va'amrli kadesh lo etenas einai v'isha acheres, and he said, and she said to him, like, why do you do this? And he said, it's because I want to make sure. I mean, that my thoughts during the moment of intimacy is that I shouldn't look at a different woman. I should only be thinking about my wife. V'nimsu banav banu de mamzeres, because if I would do that, if I would be chalila with a person would be with their wife and be thinking about a different woman, so that would eventually lead to mamzeres. Maybe put him in a position when he's going to do the wrong thing. Mamzeres comes when a person has a relationship with a woman who's married to somebody else. So that creates, and they have a child, so that results in mamzeres. But the point is, the Gemara's question here is that when she refers to the act of intimacy, she calls it what? Misaperi me, talk to me. You just told me that one of the things that the Malach Yashar says that you're not supposed to talk during intimacy. So what's going on here? So answer the Gemara, no, lo kasha. Right, what we say don't talk during intimacy, we mean is talk about something else. Right, but to talk to your wife about her, about the two of you, about her, etc. That's about the inyan that you're involved in, the thing that you're dealing with. So that's appropriate, and that's not at all what the Malachi Asheris meant. They meant that you're not supposed to talking about other things. Right? The Ran writes, Haba mili de tashmish, we're in four or five lines down in the skinny lines. Shari, kedila ratzosa, right? To say wonderful, beautiful things to your spouse. In that moment, that's totally appropriate. And that's something that person should do. Okay. Okay. But now, next line. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan. This is the part of the Gemara that some people don't learn. Amar Rav Yochanan. Zu divrei Yochanan ben Da'avai, right? The things that I mentioned earlier, the four things that Malachi Ashar said, That's what Yochanan ben Davai said. I mean, interesting, by the way, he calls him Yochanan ben Davai. What did he not call him?
Rabbi.
Rabbi, which is interesting, right? Interesting. Yeah.
I was just wondering, in terms of Mamzeres,
yeah.
Is that like the sort of the? Is there any complexity in terms of the definition beyond just
a Mamzer is a person who's a child who's born out of a relationship that was. adulterous. So meaning not two people who are not married, but two people, if the woman is married to another man, and then she has a relationship with a man who's not her husband, okay. Right, it's committed adultery, so then that child is a mamzer. That's how mamzer comes.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Okay, so Rav Yochanan says, Zu divrei Yochanan ben Davai, ava amru chachamim, ein halacha ki Yochanan ben Davai. But by the way, that's what Yochanan ben Davai said, but the chachamim said, we don't pass it like that. Ella, kol masha adam rotza lasos beishto osa. Rather, these restrictions that the Gemara gave in the beginning, so those are actually not, that's not how the Chachamim paskin, but rather, kol masha adam rotza lasos beishto osa. Whatever a husband, this says, what a husband wants to do with his wife, just to be clear about it, doesn't mean against her will, chalila. Right, but it means whatever the husband and wife want to do, so they can do. And what's the mashal? Mashal labasar haba mi beis hatevach. So give a mashal that's, I don't know. Don't bring this mashal home, but give a mashal. But the mashal is a good mashal in the end. But you have to learn Gemaras to know the mashal. But the mashal from a butcher. What do you mean? What does that mean? Ratzal la'achal b'melach ochal. Right. So sometimes a person wants to eat meat, just salted. Right. So you get a Slim Jim, whatever. Beef jerky. It's not, you don't do much to it. You just salt it and eat it. So that you can do, right? So you've done very little to it, right? Tzli, or sometimes you want to roast the meat. Ochlo, you want to roast it, you can roast it and eat it. Mevushal, okay, even doing even more to cook it. So that's at ochlo. Shalok, you have to stew it and make it into a cholent. Ochlo, right? Meaning there's different types of ways to eat meat. And all those different ways, a person wants to eat it as long as it's permissible meat. So it's permissible. And that person can do that because people have different tastes and different things that they like. Vechein dak. Right, hadami beis atzayat, and same thing with fish that comes from the fish store, right, or from the fish catcher, right? That's permissible if a person wants to do so. And that's what we have to do. Fine. There's obviously a lot more to say in terms of like question discussion in the postgame, but again, I think you get the point that the Gemara talks about these four things that he says that lead to all kinds of maladies, and the Gemara at the end says we actually don't pass on like that. Right, so what do you do with that? So it's different conversations about that. There's a lot of conversations. Rav Hinkin has in the Chuvos B'nei Banim, he writes that he thinks that these things the Gemara talks about were like, the Gemara sometimes talks about medical answers to things, like things that would happen medically, right? But that we don't pass based on the medical things the Gemara talks about. Some say that nishtanu atzvar, that things change, that what they used to be true is not true anymore. Others are makbid. There's some more makbid on this in general. And there's different discussion in the post about different things. But some are makbid. Like I've seen that there's minhag hagi chabad makbid on these things for a couple that's trying to have a child. They're more makbid on some of these things than there are other times, etc. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of the halacha lemaisa, but the point is, it's a Gemara like this by itself, without reading the rest of the Gemara, should be taken at face value. There's a lot more complexity there than, and certainly the last line, how we paskin, is also a very important thing. So you find, machalkas mechaber Rama about this. The Rama quotes this line. The Rambam quotes this line. Komasha adam roshli lasos v'ishtal osa, etc. This mashal from the butcher. It's important. It's not it takes more conversation, but it's certainly important to know the distinctions here. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Amar Meimar. Ma Malachi Asharis. So Meimar says, but wait a second. who are the Malachi Asharis? Especially now that we pass against the Malachi Asharis. How do you pass against the Malachi Asharis? Right? The Malachim, one answer by way to that question is, we always say, Lava Shamayim hi, right? We don't pass them like a baskal anyway. So forget Malachi Asharis. The voice of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, we don't pass them like, okay, fine. No, who's Malachi Asharis? Rabbanan, they're rabbis, right? They're not, right? The Itam Malachi Asharis, Mamish, Amayam Rim Yochanan, Malachi Yochanan ben Davai, right? If what's it called? If the Malachi Asharis are Mamish Malachi Asharis, how can Rim Yochanan say we don't pass like Yochanan ben Davai? Ha'inu b'kib, it's suras havlad, tefei. Who's going to know better about how a baby's formed, things that can happen as a child's being born, than the malachim, right? They would know the best. Okay, but so obviously it's not the malachim sharis, it means rabbanim. V'amai karl hu malachim sharis, so why call them malachim sharis? The mitzainei kim malachim sharis, right? Because they're like, right? Rashi says, the Mefarish says, mitzainei, on the last skinny line on the top, Tufim b'tzitzis, right? They're like the Malachi Asharis. They're dressed like the Malachi Asharis. The Ran says, Mitzayinim k'malachi Asharis means what? It's like 6-7 lines down in the skinny lines. Mitzuyanim v'nivdalim yishar b'nei adam k'malachi Asharis, right? They're a little different, right? The Rabbanan are sometimes separated from the world a little bit, like the Malachi Asharis. I mean, v'agada melamech ha'yisro mitzuyanim, right? The Am Yisro was mitzuyanim b'mitzvos, mitzuyanim sham, right? Are you ready for Pesach? Kolomar shahayu am b'fnei atzman v'lonis avu b'mitzrayim. Right, they were separate. Right, sometimes we think that sometimes the Talmud Chacham is separate and different than like the regular people, and we find that at times, sometimes we can find it a little frustrating. Like you speak to Talmud Chacham, like they don't know what you're talking about, right? Because they're not like part of the world. There's also a value to a Talmud Chacham not being totally part of the world because they have this certain tumistic-ness and emistic-ness that they kind of maintain that sometimes we lose because we are in the world. And so there's like this, so the idea of the Chazal say, if your Rebbe is like the Malachi Asharis, then learn from him, right? So the certain sense of Talmid Chacham sometimes being a little removed is an important thing also. Okay, next. Hahida Asalek Hamidir to Rebbe. Someone came in front of Rebbe. Amrlo, Rebbe, Arachti lo Shulchan, a woman. A woman came to Rebbe. Amrlo, she said to him, Rebbe, Arachti lo Shulchan v'hafcho. So she says to Rebbe, basically, I was going to be with my husband, and he flipped the table, right? Like this idea, swapping the way that they were intimate together. So Amrala, so he said to her, Biti, Torah hitircha, right? See, hitirtech. He says, the Torah says, it's okay. Vani ma'aselech. And me, what am I going to do for you? Right? Meaning, it's okay. Basically, she came to him afterwards and said, look, this is what happened. Is that okay that we did that? And he said, yeah, it's fine. That's what the halacha is. The halacha is that it's okay. Ahida salik hamid rav. This person, a woman, came to Rav. Amarlo, Rebbe, arachti lo shulchan v'hafcho. It's the same thing. She said the same thing. This is what happened with me and my husband. Is that okay? Amar ma'ishna min binisa v'lo sasu racharei levavchem mikan amar Rebbe ayishta adam b'koz zev yitin enif b'koz acher. So he said, how is this any different than that which binisa is taught? Which the pasuk says in the Shema, you shouldn't follow Acharei levavchem, right? Not just acharei le'inichem, but also acharei levavchem. So, meaning you shouldn't follow your heart. What do you mean heart? Heart always refers to, desires, but also what we're thinking. So, from here, Rebbe said a person shouldn't drink from one cup and be thinking about another cup. Meaning a person shouldn't be intimate with their wife and be thinking about some other woman. So, Amravina, Sorry, just to read it correctly, he says, Amar, Maishna min Benisa. I mean, there's no difference. This is the same thing as Benisa. Benisa is the one who said this idea of the dog, right? That the different fish, the different, you know, the fish eat different ways. Meaning he was saying to her, it's permissible. Finished. End of conversation. Now we're in the next conversation. Pasuk says, Velo Sasur. That's the end of the conversation with the woman. So now, Velo Sasur, Achrei Lebachim, Achrei Nichem. So Rebbe says, this teaches you, you shouldn't drink, you know, be with one woman while thinking about another one. Ravina lo nitzcha ela da'afil beis nashav. Right, so Ravina says, you know, what's the chiddush? Meaning, it's not a chiddush to tell me you can't think about a different woman. You can't think at all about a woman is not your wife. That's, anyway, it's true. So what's this about? No, this comes to teach me that afil beis nashav, a person in the old days, they used to be married to multiple women, right? That it would be forbidden even to be with one wife while thinking about the other wife who's permitted to him. Even that's usher. Ubarusi mikem hamordim vaposhim bi am Rabbi Levi elu b'nei tishem midos. So this pasuk, can someone translate that pasuk?
I will select from among you those who rebel and those who transgress against me.
Good. So these are bad things, right? People do the wrong thing. So Rabbi Levi says these are nine bad midos. Okay, nine bad midos that exist within people being together with a spouse. So b'nei osnat mishagach. This is Rosh Tevos, you know, to remember it. What are we talking about? B'nei Ema. So children who come from a couple who are together when there was anger, right? Should never be together. Spouse should not be together when they're angry. B'nei Anusa, Chalila, someone forcing his wife. B'nei Shinua, being with someone who, again, someone who hates his wife, right? And they're together anyways. That also caused terrible things. The Ron right across from us is B'nai Storch is Sona Umitoch Kach No Sin Dayatol Isha Acheres. A lot of the conversation here, as you see, goes to like where a person's thoughts are. They should be thinking about the person with whom they're with. B'nai Nidoy, right? B'nai Nidoy meaning that if he's a Nidoy, so his wife is forbidden to him because again, you can't go within Dalam with someone's Nidoy. B'nai Timura. Rashi, the Ron says B'nai Timura Shabal Achas Minashta V'Kasavor Shehid Sarasa. Right, so Timur, meaning he doesn't know who it is. He thinks it's one woman. He has multiple wives. He thinks it's one of them. It's the other one. B'nei Meriva, right, that they've been fighting. Right, Rashi the Rambam says, Afa b'she'enu sona ela shahaisa meriva b'neihem. Lefisha, they just had a fight. And now to be together again, and not ban midos. Shouldn't do so.
Just in terms of the two wives, in a modern day context, is Rabbeinu Gershom still applying?
Yes, it does. So we Rabbeinu Gershom, 11th century, says no more of this. So you don't have to worry about that question. Yeah, B'nei Shichrus, if they're intoxicated when they're together, so it says Ron Shibitoch Shichruso Eina Nosin Da'atal Ishto. Again, he can't think appropriately about his wife because he's drunk. B'nei Gerusha Salev, a person decides that he's already ready to divorce his wife, but he didn't tell her. Then it's a terrible meter to be intimate. B'nei Erbuvia. Right, child comes from a situation, Chalila, where there's multiple people who are with her at the same time. B'nei Chatzufa, means
a brazen woman,
yeah. But what does that mean for real? Shemeiza panei aliyos tovasa b'fet. Right, so it's like inappropriate that she like asked him, you know, to be together. So the Gemara says, "Ini, really?" That's a problem. Amr Bishmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Yonasan, call Adam Shishta Tovaso, Havin Lobin Banim Afilu Bedorish Al Moshe Rabbeinu Lohayu Kamosa. I mean, what do you mean? A woman's allowed to entice her husband, and those who did so, they had children who are even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know. Shinemar, Havulachem and Ashtim Chachamim Nevonim comes to bring these people to be the Zakenim. He says, bring men who are Ashima, Chacham Nivonim, Uksiv, Vakachas Roshe Shiftechem, Veloksiv Nivonim. Right? But in other contexts, it says, Roshe Shiftechem, it doesn't say the language of Nivonim. Uksiv, Yisachar, Chamor Garim. Uksiv, Mne Yisachar, Yode Bina. So Yisachar is Yode Bina. Right? Yode Bina Itim. So Yisachar is known to have Bina. And where did Yisachar come from? Yisachar comes from the story when Leah, one of the Leahs, I forget which one of the Leahs is Reuven, I think, has brought back Dudaim, right? There's like a aphrodisiac for his mother, and Rachel says, can I have them? And Leah says, no problem, you can have the Dudaim if I get can be with Yaakov tonight. So when Yaakov shows up, Leah says, come to me, right? So she says, you're staying in my tent. She doesn't literally say to him, you know, explicitly what she wants to do, but she encourages him. And that situation, which child is born? Yisachar. Yisachar, who is the Yodei Bina. So you see that that's okay. What do you mean? So someone to entice, a woman to entice her husband, that's fine. And the Gemara, no, ahi demiratzia artsuye. What's the difference? The difference is, is it implied or is it said explicitly? What's considered not appropriate to say it explicitly, or a woman to say it to her husband. But to certainly to entice, that's certainly appropriate. Hadron Allah, Mutarin. We will begin next week with the third paragraph.